This is Robert A. Burton reading, Air Casts a Long Shadow. He's not who he used to be, his wife told me over embarrassment and tears. I drained the spinal fluid, injected the air, and heard his low-pitched moan. It'll be over soon, I chanted, referring only to the pain of the present. Too much air was hardly a diagnosis, yet said it all. The man's x-rays were blighted by gray-black smudges of decay. His brain's grooves, impassable moats, where narrow alleyways once encouraged the foot traffic of ideas. The air dissipated. He stopped writhing. His wife took him home. I still hear his remaining memories whimpering in their cellular beds and see bits of thought stranded on tiny islands as the darkness spreads. The pneumoencephalogram required a special brand of negative calculation, a computation of what was left after you account for the shadows.